couple of weeks ago, I told the story, and it got a ton of reaction from the P1s, caused a lot of conversation here on the show. We did another segment on it, a follow-up segment on it. And that is, should you ever leave a note for a waitress or waiter? And for those who weren't around for the story from a few weeks back, wife and I went to a restaurant. We had really good service, and the girl who waited on us was really sweet. And she had a very friendly demeanor. She had a very nice smile. And I don't know, we were just in one of those moods that day, and I said, hey, let's do her a really nice favor and give her a rather large tip, and I'll just write a note saying, you know, thank you for great service. Well, on that receipt, I said, thank you for the great service and the smile. And I meant it in this way that, hey, we really appreciate your service. You were really friendly, and you helped make our day better just with your smile and your personality. But then as we even at that moment after I wrote it, I thought, man, was that a little weird? I mean, I'm an older dude compared to her. My guess is she was anywhere between the ages of 19 and 22. That's what my guess is. I have no idea. She could have been 26. But anyway, we even started having this conversation of, yeah, maybe I should have just said thank you for the great service and left the smile thing out. And when I brought it up to you guys, you thought I had stepped over the line. You thought I was ridiculous and cracked up laughing.
Clearly, me too. Clearly, me too.
Well,
that's like our buddy who owns a bunch of restaurants said, never, ever comment on a waitress's physical appearance. That's just a bad thing. It's just going to creep them out. It's going to make you look creepy.
Yeah. The intent was certainly not that. The intent was not, hey, let me start laying the groundwork here. The intent was, and again, the bill was right around $40, and I think I left $20 or $25. Even that's a little
creepy. It's like you want
weird.
Yeah, it's paying for extra services. Yeah. Is what that seems like.
Oh, that was just leaving a nice tip, trying to make her day better. Uh-huh. I imagine that was a nice way of making her day better. So anyway, we have not been back to that restaurant since.
Understandable.
Yeah, you're on a no-fly list there.
Until last night.
Oh, no.
When we revisited the restaurant. Because it's a great place. I was trying to figure it out last night. I bet we go there probably twice a month. Not every week, but probably twice a month. Once or twice a month. It's on the regular rotation. It's a really good place. And usually when you go in there, you always get good service, and the food's really good. So we went in last night, and we were laughing about, man, I wonder if we'll be in the same spot and get the same waitress. My wife said, man, I hope not, because what if she has heard about it through the grapevine? And because I do know the owner of the place, and he is a P1, so I wonder if he may have passed it on to her. I don't know. So sure enough, we do get seated in the same section, and we do see as we are walking into the restaurant that she is working that night, but she didn't get our section. She was like a section over. So
what you did is you grabbed her when she was walking by once to explain to her.
So as the meal went on, the topic of, hey, should I try to find our friend who owns the place and say, I don't know if you heard this story, but it was this restaurant, and then he would call her over, and we wrote that out. Said, no, let's not do that. That's going to seem weird, especially if she's called over by her boss, and now that's too much. But what if she does walk by? Should we say hi and say, hey, and tell the story of, hey, you know, I mentioned this and I hope it didn't get back to you and make it seem that much more creepy.
Leave it alone.
And I was convinced about halfway through the meal that was the thing to do. If she walked by to say, hey, good to see you again.
Mm-mm.
You waited on us a few weeks ago.
For me.
Remember that whole thing? I just wanted to make sure.
Mr. Horny.
No. And I wanted to make sure that you didn't take it the wrong way. This was the intent.
No
and
way.
She doesn't want to hear
that.
About your intent.
That's just digging that hole deeper.
Well, that's what it was voted on at the table. And I was, of course, one vote seems to weigh a little heavier than another vote. So I said, in fact, she said, if you do that, I am never coming back to this restaurant with you again.
That's a good call.
So I said, okay, I'm not going to say anything. Even though she walked right by and started Started waiting on the table that was like right across
from
us. Like twice she came by. I could have said, hey, you know, that whole thing about the deal.
Thank God someone at that table had some sense.
Right.
First of all, the waitress probably doesn't recognize you guys, although you have a mohawk, so maybe that's
it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But you know how many people they see? Like, you can go back in later that same day, and a lot of times they don't recognize you.
I bet it's the best tip she's had in the last couple of
years. It may be. But there's a chance she didn't even recognize you. Number two, the only way you talk to her is if she comes up to your table and says, hey, how you guys doing? You know, thank you for whatever. That's the only way you talk to her after what you did to her.
After that disgusting.
See, everybody's turning on me now. Everybody's turning on me. I have very little support, including at the table last night, where all of a sudden, I think she has this revisionist history of it when she said, well, yeah, I was the one who tried to get you to redo the note. I said, you did? She said, yeah. She said, I thought it was a little strong. I wanted you to say, there's like one key word, like, what was it?
She told you to leave out the word ass.
No, that was never in there.
Oh.
It was like, thank you for the nice service. And there was some other word she wanted me to put in there. She thought what I wrote was too strong. And I said, well, I don't even remember you saying that. I think this is revisionist history.
I think she say that.
Yeah, she may have said, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. You just had ass in the note 5 seconds ago.
You're not going to take that, are you, Giorgio? Come on.
And so I said, well, so now you're on the side of I was creepy that day? Oh, no, not creepy, but just probably a little strong, and you probably should have taken my editorial comments. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And now I do feel like
you've learned a lesson. Big jerk. That's the important thing.
Yeah, don't be nice to people. Just sit and eat your food, and don't try to recognize someone doing a good job or anything.
Niceness has its limits.
I guess so.
I would think you would think the $25 tip on a $40 bill is being nice to someone, and that's enough.
No note. Don't even write a note of you're doing a great job.
No, you can say that.
Yeah.
But that's limited to performance.
Yeah, that's even going the next step, which is fine. The $25 tip implies that she did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what the tip is about. And a big tip means you enjoyed the service. Now, if you want to go the next step and compliment the service with words, if you don't feel like the money is enough, then you write, great job, or best waitress we've had, or whatever
good
it
job.
Is. Mm-hmm. But you went the third step, which was to compliment her physical beauty.
Right.
Which makes women uncomfortable.
And asked her if she could meet you after her shift.
I did right. not say that. I just said, thank you for the nice service and the smile.
Was no, she was something a little more to
no,
that.
No, that was basically it.
And you have a great smile. I think that's what it was.
And maybe that was
yeah.
it. Thank you for the nice service.
And you have a great
service and the nice smile. That's what it was. The great service and the nice smile, I think.
As a lot of people brought up, you wouldn't have put that on the note if it was a male
I may have.
Waitress.
If he was a really friendly guy and had a nice smile and was very friendly
there
to us, I may have.
A 0% chance you would have. No way.
Well, the world has turned on me, so I feel isolated now, so great.
Was she
Everybody
attractive?
Wins.
Uh-oh.
I would describe her as cute, yes. She
so
was.
So, see,
cute.
I think this worked into it somehow. I think you found her attractive, and that was kind of your way of, you know, you're married.
You can't say that she's attractive.
You can't really say it, but you wanted her to know that you found her attractive.
No, we both had the same thought. Hey, she was really nice, and didn't she have a really nice, friendly smile? She was so friendly. And so warm. And in today's beaten-down world, it was just very refreshing. Some waiters or waitresses don't seem to give a darn if you get your food or not, and it's cold.
Well, that's their
she
right
seemed to
do
care.
That.
Well, there's the update, and yeah, now I'm thinking we never will go back to that place just because it's too tense until I hear that she's maybe moved on to another
because
restaurant.
You made it an uncomfortable work
sure,
environment.
Sure, I know, yeah. It's all on me.